This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Live, and we invite you to join us here toll-free. Our number, 855-450-FREE-LIKE-FREEDOM. That's 855-450-3733. With you in the studio here, it's Ian.
Will.
And Johnson of... LibertyMinded.com. I finally have...
LibertyMinded.com.
Something. I finally have something to announce that I have a thing.
You've been teasing this for 10 years.
I have a thing that I actually do now. I have a, you know, something that, like, I, you know, something where I'm, like, from or do or whatever.
The store shut down originally. We had a Free Talk Live store, but I'm pretty sure that was back when we were in Florida, right?
Yeah.
So
yeah,
it literally was like, has been closed for a decade.
Like, yeah, 9 years
passes a lot faster.
I think it's about a decade. Well, I think it's like coming up on a decade in a year. I was processing some orders, I think, at the beginning of 2008.
Okay.
So there were some orders at the beginning of 2008, but yeah.
So you had made some really cool shirts and some hoodies, and there was like a beanie cap, and you had some really cool, like, unique, at that time it was unique, Free Talk Live gear. Since then, other people have sort of made their own Free Talk Live stuff and sold it online, which we don't care about. By all means, take our logo, put it on stuff. Thank you. But there is, and if there has always been the official Free Talk Live gear,
right?
And that has been provided by you over the years. For years, you sold it, even after the store was closed, you would sell it at, like, the Porcupine Freedom Festival in real life.
Right.
But that was the only way people could get their hands on it.
And technology has changed, too. At the time, I had a deep hatred for it. And I'm still, you know, I'm a little on the fence about it, but I've decided to move forward with direct-to-garment printing. I hated it at the time. I'm not, you know, 100%, but I think it has its place in certain designs. I think you can make it work, and it's serviceable. It's passable. There's white ink now. You know, they do a white underlayer, so it is now serviceable to print on direct, you know, using direct to garment printing. But I'm not doing 100%, so I'm kind of doing direct-to-garment printing, sort of. I can use that to gauge interest, and then if I decide, you know, if a product is popular enough, then what I'll do is then I can take that and, you know, get some screen-printed options for a particular product and do that, and, you know.
Has the quality...
It would be nice doing business with you, Johnson.
Has the quality of direct-to-garment gotten better over the years?
Oh, yeah. Oh, a lot. I mean, originally when direct-to-garment launched, you couldn't do white ink.
Still crap.
I don't agree. I think that the quality has gone up dramatically.
It
depends on the
direct
product.
Direct-to-garment's not as bad as it used to be. And with a double, what he's talking about, where they're doing a double instead of a single.
Yeah.
What's that mean? A double what?
Print.
Two a passes? Double print. It's
yeah,
a double. What they do, what they used to do with a direct-to-garment print was they put one color on the shirt, and that was it.
Right.
Now, particularly with black shirt, with black T-shirts, black fabrics, they put a white version of it on the shirt, and then they do a color version of it. And they do the same thing with the kind of stuff that my T-shirt business does. Then we'll be eventually be working together. It's a white underlay and then another print over the top. And that makes those images last a lot longer than they used to. Because used to, you could get direct-to-garment prints with the single layer. And if you got somebody that didn't dry them correctly, you could put them in the wash and, like, you just had a plain T-shirt the next time you took it, you put it on. But, you know, with the new drying techniques where you can, the high heat and the double layered printing, those images last a lot longer than they used to.
So you are announcing that the store is open, that you have not only
Free Talk Live. And all of the Free Talk Live gear, I believe, all of the Free Talk Live gear, and a couple of the shirts are, and I let people know which is screen printed and which not, so you have the choice. The Free Talk Live gear is screen printed.
Okay.
So, you know, the difference is mainly it's just about the thickness of the print and, you know, and a little bit about the durability of the print. So I try to make the designs, I take that into account.
And you're a professional graphics designer.
That's right.
Just in case people didn't know that. You actually saw one of your shirts today being worn by somebody. Your first customer, Jonathan Dunker, who was the guy who, listeners may recall, over the summer, he biked his way from South Florida all the way to New Hampshire on a bicycle, and he now lives here in the Keene, New Hampshire area. He apparently went to libertyminded.com just kind of before you'd even announced it to the amplifiers. Somehow you'd given him a heads up on it for, like, testing purposes or something, but he placed an order, and he got one of your new cryptocurrency logo designs, which you, I don't know if you mentioned this on the air, maybe you did last week, but you came up with a logo for just cryptocurrency, not Bitcoin, not Dash, not, you know, one of these things that already exists, but the concept of cryptocurrency. You created what you said was your first public or commons.
Heavily based off of a logo that was created for a contest. I don't know if this person won or not. You know, I have no idea, but I liked that. I was very inspired by this design that was created, but the designer, the original designer, didn't release their logo. So, and the original designer's, like, website disappeared. The website for the contest disappeared. So, and the logo itself that was there was this, like, off balance kind of logo. And I, you know, I hate when a logo is, you know, off balance, so it affects the rest of design. In other words, if you use it, you have to use a whole bunch of white space around it in order to make it even work because it's not symmetrical. So I redesigned a logo and put out the symbol, essentially. It's not even necessarily just a logo, but a symbol for all cryptocurrency, and released this to the public domain. And I've posted about it. I posted about it on, you know, some forums and online. You know, and I've got it on, I posted it to Wikipedia, but it's, until more people use it, it's, you know, going to be hard to get it put in prominent locations. So I'm trying to get more people to put this into their designs.
The cryptocurrency logo.
Yeah, the cryptocurrency logo.
And so there is a t-shirt with that on it. There's some cryptocurrency-related shirts. You got one.
I want one.
For Dash. what were you looking at that you wanted? The beanie?
Yeah, man. My head is cold up here. It is cold.
Yeah, you got to get one of those up here, for sure.
Yeah, and I got to have the one in the middle.
So there's a Dash shirt. There's a libertarian shirt, which is pretty funny. It's, let's see if I can pull it up here.
I should also mention that, since we've mentioned the Dash thing.
Yeah.
Out of the box, on this site, I am accepting Dash, Bitcoin, Bitcoin Cash, Ripple, Monero, Dogecoin, just for fun.
Yeah, all right.
Litecoin.
Are you going to keep them all, or are you going to convert?
I am going to decide that as time goes on.
As it comes in.
Do you take new bits or vert?
What?
Do you take new bits or vert?
I don't even know what those are.
Oh, wow.
I'm taking the ones that I've heard about that I kind of have a good feeling about. I mean, I probably should probably add something like Ethereum. I think, actually, I might be accepting Ethereum.
There's the one with the Libertarian Party logo that says, I'm not on the spectrum, I'm libertarian.
That's great.
Oh yeah, there's some, you know, there's some jokes in there. I've got one that I added very recently, actually last night, which was
be my friend.
Yeah, no, you can't be my friend. I'm not on Facebook. This is for people who are, you know, really privacy oriented.
Yeah.
And then I say at the bottom in really small print that that may or may not be related.
Also, LRN.FM t-shirts available for the first time ever.
Yeah,
there's never that I've ever seen anybody who's made. Maybe there's some homemade one out there somewhere, but I've never seen anybody make an LRN shirt, so that's cool. Glad to see
that. One project that I really want to announce that's massively collaborative amongst our sort of like Liberty community hosts and stuff is a product. I'm actually selling a Think Penguin product. So,
oh, really?
Yeah, so I'm reselling a Think Penguin product. It is the Penguin USB 3.0 Super Speed SSD drive with Liberty Media.
So, really?
Long title. What it is it's a collaboration, obviously, between myself and Think Penguin. You know, so yeah. Christopher Wade, he's the Friday night co-host here. And it is a really, really fast hard drive. So it's like an external hard drive, but it's like a thumb drive size.
I don't see it on the site. What's it underneath?
It should be right on the homepage and or under accessories.
Yeah, I was on accessories. I didn't see it.
But I want to talk a little bit more because I actually had one of the I'm putting content on it, and
there it is.
Some
on
of
the
this
homepage.
Video, and I had an interesting somebody reach out to me to give me better quality content.
All right, we'll hear about that here in moments. Your calls and thoughts are welcome. Plus, you got Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree on
That's
DVD
right.
as well. There's more coming up here. It's Free Talk Live.
Called it elephant skin. It was rough, wrinkly, like a Brillo pad.
His hair was falling out in clumps.
PD stopped eating and all his hair fell out.
Our golden retriever, Sundance, scratched incessantly. There was hair all over.
DINOVITE.com.
859-428-1000.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Within 2 weeks, the shedding slowed down to almost none. The scratching went away after a few days, and Sundance's coat was starting to get shiny and glossy.
It's a 180 turnaround. His skin has cleared up. He is not in pain.
If your dog has shedding, dry skin, excessive scratching due to Dynavite,
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
Dynavite for life.
DINOVITE.com.
I got my Blink home security system delivered right to my door. I downloaded the app and it walked me right through the easy setup. Even with my complicated router system, I was done in like 10 minutes. Now it notifies me whenever something moves in front of the wireless cameras, or I can just check it whenever I want right from my phone. And I got you a deal. Get 3 Blink cams for what the other guys charge you for one, plus an extra 10% off. Visit blinkprotect.com/FTL. blinkprotect.com/FTL. blinkprotect.com/FTL.
Dash is digital cash. A digital currency designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast and easy, fees are low, and transactions are confirmed instantly. Pay anyone, anywhere in the world, anytime, for just pennies on the dollar. Dash is the first digital money that's governed by its users. Join Dash at Dash.org and help build a better financial system for everyone. Find out more at Dash.org.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out Slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's Slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. you may dial toll-free to join us on the radio waves. And that number for you is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype, so Skype on in here. Skype username lrn.fm. We're going to get back into the net neutrality discussion because we barely scratched the surface on that a few moments ago. But, Johnson, you had a pretty big announcement to make, and we weren't quite done making it because it's a big announcement. I mean, it's the return of Free Talk Live's gear, the official Free Talk Live stuff that has actually existed for quite a long time, but has not been sold because, you know, back in the day when it was all, you know, you had to order big batches of shirts,
right?
And you know, hoodies and
hats. Mostly it was because also, you know, at some point I had moved. And it was in a storage unit, and going to the storage unit to try and pull, you know, the sales were just not heavy enough to make it make sense to, you know, now I have my own place, and I have,
you have the inventory there.
Yeah, so I can just, you know, pull and pack an order and send
and
it off.
Are.
And that's
you
the way business should run.
Right.
You know, it shouldn't be, you know, a complete hassle every single time to go pull an order. It just didn't make any sense to
and
me,
you
know?
Are doing this now. It's at libertyminded.com. Last week, I said, well, let's wait. Let's not promote it publicly. We sent a link out to the Free Talk Live amplifiers first because Free Talk Live amplifiers, the people who give $5 a month to the show, they deserve to see stuff like this before it goes live, and they were kind of your guinea pigs, the beta testers of this. You said that all the bugs, they've been ironed out. It looks like, well, so far. You've yet to find any more, at least in recent days. So you feel like it's ready to roll for prime time right before, by the way, Black Friday. Yeah. So
that's the real
timing.
The real impetus is that I just want to get forward and, you know, get moving with it. And it's working, you know. There's probably other information and things that I'd like to update. And I'm definitely, the whole plan with this is to keep adding products. I'm just going to keep adding and adding and adding.
Just liberty-oriented. So, it's not just Free Talk Live. As we mentioned, there's some cryptocurrency-related stuff here. You saw the Dash shirts that you were interested in, Will. And it's got like a Rainbow Dash logo on it.
There's also some
Rainbow Dash. I think that's really cool
stuff.
Freedom Fiends? You got Freedom Fiends?
Well, yes, because what happened was I actually reached out, and this is what I wanted to say. So this this thing that we were talking about was the super speed drive, right?
Which
is, it's much, much faster than your average thumb drive. So it you know, plugs into the USB port.
It's 3.0, USB 3.0.
USB 3.0, and a lot of USB 3.0 drives, you don't get speeds that are much higher than, you know, your average USB 2 drive.
Really?
So with this particular drive, because it's using a really high-quality SSD, you've got a much higher quality memory, much higher quality memory controller, so it's much, much faster. And when I was doing this, I thought I'm not just going to wholesale, just sell and up the Penguin product. I want to have it, you know, be a
custom
Liberty, you know. But the whole idea is I've been racking my brain for how to do this. I wanted to, for a while, I used to sell what was called, you know, the first seasons of Free Talk Live.
Yeah, that's right.
And
on a DVD set.
DVD set.
Which made sense in 2004 or 5.
No, it didn't.
Whatever. No?
No, it didn't.
People still had DVDs back then.
No one was going to spend time buying that, and creating it didn't make any sense because the amount of time to write that to disc
took too long.
Way too long. It was just a ridiculous product. And I had, you know, I had gone all out and printed like a crazy,
did
like,
you ever
six
sell
disc
any of them?
Case.
Did you ever sell any?
I don't know. Maybe one or two.
It's a real collector's item, then.
Yeah. If you have one, email me, because I'm just curious. But, yeah, I mean, I had done printed labels for this.
I think the FBI has mine.
What?
I think the FBI has mine.
I made it look good. You know, I designed it and printed to the discs, you know, with titles and, you know, all sorts of stuff. But it doesn't make sense to do that anymore. But
anymore.
I also looked at trying to download those torrents. And that's also ridiculous. If you try to get the first seasons via torrent, you're going to be there.
It's going to take a long time.
A long
time. Almost nobody seeds those.
Right, exactly. So it's next to impossible. But getting it on this drive is easy. And so what I decided to do is also load up a bunch of other content. So I have, you know, I'm also selling Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree. I'm selling...
the DVDs.
You know, I'm selling Never Get Busted from Barry Cooper, who was, you know, cool to me when we met at a Liberty Forum a long time ago. And no, I don't think the Liberty Forum was necessarily a decade ago, but...
I think he was there in like 08 or 07.
Yeah, maybe.
One of the earliest ones.
So he, you know, he's just like...
It must have been 08.
Here's a box of DVDs.
Yeah, it was 08. Because 07 Liberty Forum was in Concord, and he wasn't at that one. So
since then, his movies have been, you know, made publicly available. So I'm, you know, I'm putting that on this drive. I'm going to load this drive up with Liberty content. You know,
he's always been in favor of that.
101 Reasons, and Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree, and Libertopia, and another movie, Guns and Weed. And
good one.
I asked, I was asking around, and Michael W. Dean said, oh, don't use that copy. He's like, absolutely, but here, and gave me some higher quality content to put on this drive, and also loaded me up with some, you know, sample, you know, Fiends episodes, and his new album, Biptunia. So yeah, I mean, it's just,
excellent.
What I like about this is that this product is like hugely collaborative and, you know, offers some opportunity. But I'm also selling DVDs. I'm selling, you know, various different shirts. I also have another product from that I had gotten right at the end of sort of back in the day, was I had started to sell women's cut.
Yeah. T-shirts. I was going to mention that. The baby doll.
Not one of those sold because nobody really knew about them. I brought them to events.
Nobody ever bought a baby doll tee. I've seen women wearing
not
those.
The baby doll tees. Regular Free Talk Live t-shirts in a women's style t-shirt cut. So not the baby doll cap sleeve.
Yeah.
Like a normal t-shirt for a normal woman, you know, like, but.
Yeah, I see what you're saying.
Not, you know, not the little tiny teeny, like, what looks like it should be on a child t-shirt. the misogynist special.
Okay. Ladies were into the baby doll tees.
Ladies were into the baby doll tees, for sure.
And you still have that. That's still on the site.
I sure do. I still have that available. Although, again, that's a limited product because American Apparel is essentially no more. I mean, they've limited so much of their styles because they filed bankruptcy at one point or something, and they're still around, but they've completely limited their product lineup. So that one's limited. There's some products that are limited. Bowling shirt is limited. So when those sell out, they'll be gone because I'm going to make room for new stuff. But, you know, women's cuts, I'm definitely going to continue offering.
Cool.
And,
all right, there you go. Ladies, guys, check it out. LibertyMinded.com. Everything from winter caps to shirts and hoodies and DVDs and cool flash drives. All available right now. Cryptocurrency-related stuff, libertarian-related stuff. And as you said, you're going to be adding designs here. You're a designer.
Constantly.
A graphics guy.
Speaking of, before we make our format switch at the beginning of the year, we're going to need a new logo for the Call to Freedom when we go to the...
Okay.
When we switch to afternoons.
You don't even have a logo right now, do you?
We do. We have a logo. We have the green and white logo.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
But we're going to want something a little better.
You also need a podcast, too.
Yeah.
Where people can actually subscribe to the Call to Freedom so they can listen later.
I mean, you can subscribe to us on YouTube and you'll get
not
a little...
It's not the same. It's not the same.
You do.
There are people who... No, it's not the same. Here's why.
I get an update on my phone every time.
Here's why it's not the same. There are people who download our show and drive to work. You cannot watch a YouTube video while you're driving to work. There are a bunch of people... Yeah, but you can't play back a YouTube video on a podcast player.
True.
It's a video file.
Yeah.
So if you want people to be able to listen to you in the car or on the subway train when they're heading to work, you got to have MP3 archives in a downloadable, easy to receive format. Hey, so check out Johnson's new store. We're going to, I'm sure, talk more about it in the future, but this, I think, covered it for now. LibertyMinded.com. You can pay with what methods? Crypto,
credit card, everything. I mean,
PayPal?
PayPal.
All right, more coming up here. This is Free Talk Live. LibertyMinded.com.
This just in. Before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, Your First Home Medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNWellness.com. Just like it sounds, GCNWellness.com to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNWellness.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-510-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-510-BACK to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-510-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live here. You can join us on the radio waves and bring up whatever's on your mind. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And we've got Skype as well, so feel free to Skype in here at Skype username lrn.fm. And don't forget that bitcoin.com is a great place to go to learn about Bitcoin, get the basics, and get some of the latest news headlines as well about Bitcoin. In fact, we've got some Bitcoin-related stuff we can talk about a little bit later on tonight if we get time. But if you want to get the latest about Bitcoin, go to bitcoin.com, and there's some other cool stuff there like the Bitcoin mining pool at pool.bitcoin.com, which I just finished up the six-month mining contract that I purchased earlier this year just as an experiment. I wasn't sure how it was going to play out. I was really, my biggest concern was, what am I going to get back out of if I put a whole Bitcoin in? because at that time it was like $2,000 for a Bitcoin. This was back in May. Now Bitcoin's over $8,000. But I didn't want to have the, like, I didn't want to just look at the value of the Bitcoin and say, oh, well, did the Bitcoin go up in value and did I get more value out of it? Well, you know, it's almost a guarantee that Bitcoin's going to go up in value, it seems like, these days. And so not looking at the price of the Bitcoin itself, but the question of, well, how much actual Bitcoin came back out? So if I put one Bitcoin into the mining, did I get more than one Bitcoin back out? And unfortunately, I can't say 100% for sure because I ended up switching halfway through
right.
the six-month period. I switched from Bitcoin to Bitcoin Cash. So I switched the miner, and so I have the 0.61 Bitcoin that I got before the point where I switched, and then after that I got like 4.6 Bitcoin Cash out. So all things considered, I ran the numbers. I posted a detailed thread about this on the Free Talk Live forum. Actually, it's in the crypto forums there, but it's on the same site. So you can go to forum.shiresociety.com to see that.
Could you? I know you set up there that you said you were going to start mining for 1 year.
That's right.
Using
Bitcoin Cash.
Bitcoin Cash. Is it possible to also mine Bitcoin?
Yes.
Still?
Yeah, you can choose.
Could you afford to set up two accounts and do both?
I probably could have, but I wanted to pick the underdog and, you know, throw. That's why I switched during the summertime, was like, I just wanted to get behind Bitcoin Cash.
No, I mean going forward with a 12-month
You can do both. Yeah. If you want. You can, you'd have to sign up for two 12-month agreements,
right,
one for Bitcoin,
right.
one for Bitcoin Cash. So overall, though, I would, you know, looking at the actual number, looking at the value of Bitcoin Cash, which I think is, what, 1300 today, 1200 somewhere?
Last I looked at it, it was a little over 11.
A little over 11, all right.
Yeah.
So over $1,000, though.
1173.
And per unit. And so totaling up the total value of the 4.6 Bitcoin Cash and the 0.61 Bitcoin totaled more than $10,000 worth. And right now, given that one Bitcoin is worth around $8,000 or $8,200, I'm going to call that a success. So I think this, you know, again, I'll know for sure in another year after I've tried just sticking with one thing the entire time. But as far as like getting more actual Bitcoin out than you put in, that worked. Now, that doesn't necessarily mean it's going to work in the future, right? Because if the Bitcoin difficulty shoots up and then the mining equipment doesn't get it's not as efficient as it once was. So, you know, I don't know. It's all very experimental. But as far as like a Bitcoin related hobby, it seemed like a decent one. You kind of get to throw your mining support behind the Bitcoin that's your favorite Bitcoin. And I got to say, right now, Bitcoin Cash is a better Bitcoin than Bitcoin Core. It works. It's actually fast. It's actually cheap to do it. I sent some Bitcoin Cash today because finally the Jax wallet has implemented Bitcoin Cash, although for whatever reason we couldn't figure out how to access it on your phone.
No, not at all.
So there's no consistency apparently to whether your Jax wallet will actually have it, but mine did, and I was able to access Bitcoin Cash that I didn't even know I had. So if you have Jax,
I should have at least one.
And you had Bitcoin, if you had any Bitcoin in the Jax wallet on August 1st, you really ought to try to get the Bitcoin Cash out of it, because there might be some waiting there for you that you didn't realize that you have. So anyway, check out Bitcoin.com. More coming up here. Your calls and thoughts are welcome. We were talking about net neutrality. And so just to bring our listeners back up to speed after, you know, talking about liberty-minded for a bit there, net neutrality, the idea that the government should come into the internet providers and force them to treat all packets the same.
Right.
That has been a thing that came about during the Obama administration to much controversy. There's a very deep divide among some of the people in the internet community about this. But now the new Trump FCC, which is now majority Republican, whereas previously it was majority Democrat, now they're talking about just rolling it back. And the expectation, according to the story you were sharing, is that it's going to happen tomorrow. So sometime tomorrow, the FCC is going to meet, and they're going to end the policy of net neutrality, which would mean that at that point, it would be once again up to internet service providers as to how to handle their traffic. Now, you were going to share from Bice.
Yeah, so we left off with the sentence, "It is time to take action." And that doesn't mean signing an online petition, upvoting a Reddit post, or calling your member of Congress. Net neutrality as a principle of the federal government will soon be dead, but the protections are wildly popular among the American people and are integral to the Internet as we know it. Rather than putting such a core tenet of the Internet in the hands of politicians, whose whims and interests change with their donors, net neutrality must be protected by a populist revolution in the ownership of Internet infrastructure and networks. In short, we must end our reliance on big telecom monopolies and build decentralized, affordable, locally owned internet infrastructure. This is
all right.
It's a great, yeah.
Great idea. Yeah. The only problem is they're going to run up against the government,
yeah.
And then maybe they'll learn a thing or two
yeah.
about why the internet is not as free as it should be.
The great news is this is currently possible in most parts of the United States. There has never been a better time to start your own internet service provider.
Really?
Leverage the publicly available fiber backbone or build political support for new local government-owned networks.
Hmm.
Oh, ugh. That's so much better. Oh, wait, no, it's not. For the last several months, Motherboard has been chronicling the myriad ways communities have, passed over by Big Telecom have built their own internet networks or partnered with small ISPs who have committed to protecting net neutrality to bring affordable high-speed internet to towns and cities.
Because that's all you really need. And, you know, I'm glad they're finally getting to this point. Their response to the end of net neutrality as a political football is to say, well, maybe we should do this ourselves. Well, yeah, maybe you should have done that to begin with rather than go to the government, as they pointed out, which is, of course, completely subject to political whims. And now this whole net neutrality thing's going to be wiped out. But, yeah, just asking companies to say, hey, could
you should have gone to government. We should have gone to local government.
Yeah. Well, that's another aspect of this, but and we can talk about that. But the idea of, hey, consumers, guess what? The companies want to please you. They want to get your business. So if a bunch of people ask a company, an internet service provider, to say, hey, can you commit to treating all packets equally? Or else we're not going to shop with you anymore. We're not going to buy your service, or you know, we will switch to you if you do this. That's going to persuade a lot of companies to say, yeah, we stand by net neutrality. That is our company policy.
Yep.
And then any other company that doesn't, you know, that it is throttling certain connections or certain websites, slowing them down,
of course,
then you out those people.
Of course, if what the telecom says this is true, is that this net neutrality prevents them from offering superior service, and so the companies that don't offer net neutrality are significantly faster because they're correct.
Why would that be the case?
Well, because a lot of the reasons why they want to throttle certain services is because of the bandwidth that they take for the amount of money that they're using. So, in other words, if somebody, and that's why certain users on like cell phone networks and stuff are throttled as well. If they're downloading, you know, terabytes of information because they're downloading, you know, hundreds of movies or, you know, fostering an adult video habit, they're taking up like 90% of the traffic on the network and not, they're spending the same amount as somebody who's spending like nothing, less to do a lot less.
Yeah, isn't Netflix like a third of the internet traffic or something like that? There's more coming up here in moments. Our toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. Free Talk Live.
This year, after many years of conflict over the direction of Bitcoin, the creators of Bitcoin Cash did just what they were told to do. They forked off. Now there are two Bitcoins, the one that is run by the big bank patsies, and Bitcoin Cash, the one that stays true to the creator's vision. Bitcoin Cash has surprised many with its relevancy and staying power, and the price reflects it. If you believe that Bitcoin was meant to be a low-cost, easy-to-use, peer-to-peer currency that could bring economic freedom to the world, you need Bitcoin Cash. Get your Bitcoin Cash wallet right now at Bitcoin.com.
When I get to about three-quarters,
when I get down to the bottom,
a couple more scoops,
it's time to place my order.
Dynavite.com.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog this week.
We'll send you a bottle of Super Mega fish oil free.
Packed with omega-3, DHA, and EPA fatty acids.
Super Mega is great for your dog's immune system, healthy skin, and soft, shiny fur.
Try Super Mega fish oil.
Free this week at Dynavite.com.
If it's working, don't quit. Dinovite.com. Katie Armor has been on a mission to manufacture the most comfortable body armor on the market, and we've succeeded. With the release of our CQB technology, we now offer the most comfortable, concealable rifle threat body armor available. Things may look good now, but what if you need added protection? Get your very own concealable rifle threat armor today at katiearmor.com. And for a limited time, get all plates at wholesale pricing, only at catiarmor.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
This just in, before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, Your First Home Medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNWellness.com, just like it sounds, GCNWellness.com, to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNWellness.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. About net neutrality. It's expected to be eliminated coming up tomorrow, according to a story at Vice Motherboard, which Johnson is sharing with us here about the end of net neutrality. It didn't last very long, and so is this going to be the beginning of the end for internet speeds? That's what some would have us believe, that we need to have a government forcing internet service providers to provide the same level of service across all of the industry. And I would say, no, we don't. Even though the government is regulating internet to some extent, and I think that's bad, more regulations do not create more freedom. And looking to the government to provide internet, I think, is a really scary idea, which is what some of these people are talking about.
Especially
doing.
If people care about privacy. I mean, government's not, you know, like, it's like, okay, let's put the hands of, you know, the internet. You know, we you need to make sure that you're respecting this net neutrality, so therefore we need to know all the traffic that's going through your ISP. You need to route all this information directly to the NSA so that we know exactly who's accessing what, so we have accurate statistics. We need to know what every individual is looking at in order to have accurate statistics to be sure that you're truly neutral.
You know, the government at the federal level wants to know what you're doing. Everybody that's on the internet
I hope, should know about that at this point. If you haven't, you know, you haven't been paying attention to the headlines in any way, shape, or form in the last 4 years since Edward Snowden, at the very least, in the summer of 2013. So you should know that the federal government is very interested in you having no privacy whatsoever. What makes you think that the city of Keene or whatever town you happen to live in is also not interested in your internet browsing habits? You think just because they're a local government that they're trustworthy? That they're not out, you know, to learn all they possibly can about you? I mean, look, I would not trust government-run internet at all. But yet, that's what these people are talking about. They're saying we need to go to local governments and come up with competitive options to whatever's in the market. Now, look, I'm not saying it's a bad idea to have more competition. Please, bring more competition into the marketplace, but don't use taxpayer dollars to do it.
Yeah, but they're not talking about bringing more competition into the marketplace.
Yeah,
they're going to consolidate more power into the hands of the very few companies that already exist and stamp out.
No, they were talking
everybody.
About starting small internet service providers here. This is what the motherboard article is saying.
Unless they're just talking about the internet service providers being run by their local governments, in which case they'll eventually just all end up going back to the hands of the federal government, I'm sure.
Pac-Man.
It says, a future in which ISPs are owned by local governments, small businesses, nonprofit community groups, and people, then the people they serve are the path forward and the only realistic way of ending big telecom stranglehold on America. In Detroit, the Equitable Internet Initiative is building community-owned wireless internet infrastructure in towns that big telecom won't touch. Hundreds of towns have built their own internet service providers. Rural communities are putting wireless internet antennas on top of mountains, grain silos, and tall trees. The fastest internet connections in the United States are provided by local governments, not big telecom. In Southern California, Tribe Digital Village is using unused television spectrum to deliver internet. All over the country, big telecom is being rejected and subverted. And you do not need to have a pile of money, an army of lawyers, or a degree in network engineering to take action.
Really?
Yeah, it says, Motherboard has and will continue to celebrate and amplify these projects. But that is not enough. Starting immediately, we will begin researching and publishing technical articles and videos that explain how new wireless and networking hardware and software works and how to use it and how to use currently available affordable technology to start your own small internet service provider.
Well, that's wonderful. Now, here's my question, though, and maybe somebody out there knows the answer to this if you guys don't. But in order to start an internet service provider, you have to hook up to a backbone, right? Like some kind of high-level, high, you know, big data rate connection.
Yeah.
Right? Because that just doesn't come out of nowhere. Mm-hmm. You know, you got to have somebody run.
And then what happens when someone uses your internet service to start downloading untoward material?
Mm.
You know, what happens when they're, you know, piracy or... Who knows? You know, there's all sorts of illegal internet activities that can be done out of your internet service provider.
Then you get raided, right? In that particular case.
Some dark web piggyback.
Or they raid you and all of your customers. You know, I don't know how it would work.
I guess just what I wanted to know, though, about the backbone. I would suspect that that's one of the more limited options, right? Like, if we have limited options in sort of end-user internet connectivity, like here in Keene, New Hampshire, I can get cable modem, I can get DSL, I can get 4G.
Maybe they're working on some sort of a mesh situation. I don't know. No, maybe they're developing some kind of a mesh networking protocol where there's not a need for a backbone. Like, they're, you know, if you can connect, you got a strong enough signal and you can connect to enough people... That,
I see what you're saying.
Maybe you're getting a kind of a peer-to-peer.
That's a ways down the road, though. I mean, that could, in theory, that could happen.
Maybe.
The idea of the mesh network is that individual nodes sort of connect to create a larger network that otherwise wouldn't exist if they didn't.
Right.
But you know, without having the mesh network connecting city to city, You know, like, it's one thing to connect a Wi-Fi connection from here to the house across the street.
One node to be connected to a band, the broadband, you know, like a
right, backbone. But somebody still has to connect to that backbone, right? Yeah. Because unless the next city is within Wi-Fi distance, right. Which it's not, because the FCC limits the amount of power you can transmit on Wi-Fi devices.
Right.
So, you know, you can only do so much, even with a Cantenna or one of these special antennas that might help you throw a Wi-Fi signal further than, you know, it was intended to be thrown. There's some restrictions still on the idea of mesh networking, at least as I understand it. And I'm not a network expert by any means, but like you said, somebody on that network's got to be connected to a backbone. And if the internet options as far as the end user connections are limited, and they are, then I would imagine the backbone companies, like, who can you call? I've heard there's, like, Level 3. That's one of the company's names. How many different
Cogent.
Companies? Cogent.
AT&T.
Right. How many different companies are there out there offering these backbone services, and how many of them are willing to run up a line to Keene, New Hampshire?
Well, what about...
Or already have one here.
He was talking about these satellites, you know, up on top of these mountains and these rural communities. How would mesh networking work there? Because, I mean, I grew up in one of these rural communities, mm-hmm. and we literally, on our farm, had a big, tall hill. That at the top of it is a giant tower that
yep.
the you know, they paid our family to let them build it there, you know,
right.
monthly. Or, I mean yearly. So... You know, I've seen that kind of technology for cell services and stuff like that on our own property. But how would mesh networking work with that? Because, like, our closest neighbor is 2.5 miles away.
Right.
You know, so, like, when you're in these rural communities up in the hills, how would you make that kind of thing work? Because, I mean, you're literally going to be trying to broadcast these signals around mountains.
Yeah, of course, the more, you know, wireless connections have problems, by the way, which includes dropped packets, unreliability. I mean, so you're still, even if you're doing Wi-Fi, you're not going to have the same quality of a connection as, let's say, hooking into a fiber network or even on cable modem.
Hardline is always going to be better.
Hardline's always going to be better. I remember there was one guy who was doing a show on LRN.FM. This was years ago, LRN being the Liberty Radio Network. It's an internet network that I'm the program director of. But years ago, there was a guy in Australia who was doing a show. And he just was dropping packets, dropping, like, his voice was dropping out, like, on a bad cell phone call. But on the radio, and I'm like, this does not sound good. We can't keep this on the air. It was not broadcast level. And I'm like, you know, what are you doing? Is it because you're in Australia? Is it just we're losing packets over the internet kind of thing because you're so far away? And I finally determined that he was actually running a Wi-Fi card. So he had his computer, had a wireless connection to his router. And I said, plug it in.
Yeah.
Plug it in. And he plugged it in, and everything got solved. There were no more dropped packets. We had a solid connection between here and Australia. And just the difference was, even though he was in the same room as the router, you know, the Wi-Fi connection, he was right there. It wasn't like he was halfway across the house with walls in between. He was in the same room. Just plugging it in made all the difference in the world. So, you know, I'm interested to see how this develops. It sounds like Motherboard is going to be providing technical assistance to people and encouraging them to set up alternatives.
Well, they're also suggesting,
which is great,
that they're going to speak to activists, entrepreneurs, lawyers, technologists, networking engineers, and politicians who have navigated the technical, legal, and political hoops required to start community-owned internet service providers. We will use those conversations to create clear instructions for how you can empower yourself to do the same.
I want
to begin creating a comprehensive guide to various new technologies and whatnot, and also saying methods of creating decentralized internet infrastructure, which will be released next year. So I guess that
they're working on it.
Also, some more technology that's going to be coming out, and I know that's
good.
True of you know, like the cell phone Wi-Fi is going to get a lot faster.
If the market brings about net neutrality, that's fine. The only issue was it being forced down people's throats by the government, which hopefully they're going to be removing that come tomorrow. You're welcome to comment here. The toll-free number 855-450-FREE, like freedom. It's Free Talk Live.
ID Stronghold wallets are different. They may look the same on the outside. They're stylish. They'll hold your cards and cash. But they're hiding something great on the inside. No, there are no pyrotechnics. And it doesn't sing when you open it. But it does have magical powers. ID Stronghold wallets protect your critical information and identity from thieves standing right next to you. Protect your family this holiday season with affordable leather ID Stronghold wallets and purses. Anyone can buy a cheap RFID scanner online and snag your information just by walking past you. Contactless credit cards, debit cards, even your work ID badge. ID Stronghold was the first to pioneer RFID blocking technology over 12 years ago. Secure your identity and save 10% by using coupon code PRESENT for a limited time at IDStronghold.com. That's coupon code PRESENT, also available at Walmart.com, eBay, Amazon, or QVC. IDStronghold.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
This just in. Before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, Your First Home Medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNwellness.com. Just like it sounds, GCNwellness.com to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNwellness.com.